Thank you for tuning in to Torah Talk. I'm your host today, Pastor Mark. It's great to be with you. We have a challenging show for you, so please stay tuned. I have a special guest with us today. His name is Norm Franz. He is a former monetary economist and investment company president. He has an extensive background in business development and consumer finance. He has written a blockbuster book called Money and Wealth in the New Millennium. In it, he exposes financial Babylon and shows why and how it will fall. His insights show believers how to prepare for and prosper in the coming financial debacle. So stay with us. It's going to be a great show. I'd like to welcome you into the studio with me today, Norm Franz. How are you doing?
Pastor, I am doing so well, I can't even hardly put it into words.
That's right. That's right. In fact, our pre-show show was just like, I was just so pumped about all the information that you have regarding an end-time financial collapse and what the Word of God says about that, and that really we're in the middle of this financial shaking.
Absolutely. And if we can only reproduce what we talked about prior to the show, we'll be in good shape today.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right. That's great. Well, major banks are failing right now. Norm, two more just fell this last Friday. In fact, IndyMac fell 2 weeks ago on July 11th. It was the third largest bank failure in the history of the United States. Insurance companies, they're in line for trouble as well. Norm, I just got to ask, what is going on? What is going on all around us? It's just amazing. It seems like everything's accelerating. But shed some light on what's happening in our economy.
Well, you know, Pastor, the scripture talks about how in the last days there is a great shaking that takes place where God is going to shake everything that can be shaken as of created things.
Yes.
In order that that which may not be shaken may remain. And that shaking that is transpiring right now is a prelude to the return of the Messiah as he brings judgment on a world system that has abandoned his Torah. And the bottom line is this, is that we're in the midst of that right now.
That's right.
We are in the midst of that shaking that leads up to that time, and the shaking is taking place in the world system. And the world system, or what we would call the mystery of Babylon, is a financial system, a global financial system, a global political system, and a global religious system. And right now, and we're focusing on this particular program, on the shaking of the world's financial system as a prelude to bringing us into that actual new world order, that one world financial system. You've got to have crises that brings that change, that causes the overturning of society. And that's really what we try to help people understand. And this comes from a biblical perspective, because if you don't understand what's going on in the marketplace and in the financial world, investments, the economy, and so on, from a biblical perspective, specifically a Hebraic understanding of Scripture related to the last days, you are going to be as lost as a goose in a snowstorm. And we're here to try and help people sort through that and understand what's coming and what they can do about it.
Yes. You know, the religious shaking has been going on for quite a while, and the political shaking has begun this year. I mean, look at the candidates that they're offering for the presidency. It's just, you can see that the political realm is being shaken to its core once again. In fact, I just got to say, I was listening to Sean Hannity last night. He had Dr. James Dobson on. Dr. James Dobson says that he's rethinking and may change his previous position and may now vote for John McCain. And I just want to say, when you've got Dr. Dobson turning at this point and thinking about voting for John McCain, you can see that we are in the middle of the political shakeup like no one's business. Even a person of that level and stature thinking about voting for John McCain tells you that we are on the brink of a political breakdown like never before. Even he's being deceived and pulled into this idea that, you know what, you might as well vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, the Word of God's clear. Those who say, let's do evil that good may come, their condemnation is just. So, yeah, here we are in the middle of political crisis, but even more than that, the financial crisis really has gripped the nation like never before. The precursor, I think, to the coming storm in America.
Yeah, you know, and Pastor, it's all three of those things work together to cause the overturning of society to bring us into the next system. In a lot of our teachings, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, the Humpty Dumpty of America's financial system, the debt for equity swaps. Oh, you really liked that one, didn't you?
The Humpty Dumpty, I'll tell you what, that was such an eye-opener. It really put together, for the first time for me, our monetary system and how it works. And I never understood that before. It was so shocking to see that and upsetting. It was really upsetting, you know. And I think the reason it's upsetting is because I've always had a view that America's this great godly nation that's based on, and it is to a certain degree.
To a degree, yeah. It's a wheat and tares. I mean, wheat and then there's tares. Yeah.
I just didn't realize how profoundly bankrupt morally the tares are within the financial realm, and that our whole system is a debt-based system.
Built on dishonest weights and measures that God calls an abomination. And although we don't have time to explain all of that, I think most of the listeners who have heard us talk before about this or have read Money and Wealth in the New Millennium or seen some of the DVDs that I've done, because I know you give a lot of my books away.
That's right. I do. You know, I buy them by the case and give them away. In fact, I just want to say that this book is really a blockbuster. You wrote that a couple years ago. Is that correct?
I wrote it in 2001.
Yes.
And what's happening right now, and this is so exciting because I was just back rereading the book this past week, and chapters 9, 10, 11, and 12 are manifesting right now as you and I speak. Everything from Babylon's financial dialectic, how the same process of building debt bubbles, collapsing debt bubbles, confiscating the assets has repeated itself ever since ancient Babylon. And every transition that the world has gone through, there has been financial crises and war. And the financial crises was always built upon some sort of use of dishonest weights and measures that debauches the currency, that causes inflation and a debt bubble that ultimately collapses. And in the midst of that, you've got war that overturns society into the next system.
Now, why do they do that and then turn it over to the next system? What is their agenda in bringing the next system?
Every system brings you closer and closer and closer to the ultimate one world, new world order of the last days that's built on the same principles as ancient Babylon, Nimrod's Babylon, that was a political, financial, and religious system. And that process is transpiring again. And every time that an empire or world order is overthrown, it moves you closer to that ultimate new world order that's going to be ruled by anti-Messiah.
Now, is it safe to say this, that the banking system as we know it and those that are high enough up to actually have the influence to determine the structure, philosophy, and implementation of our banking laws, our banking system. Is it fair to say that
they understand what they're doing?
Well, that they've done it by design in order to take the wealth of the people away from them and really lord and control the people, a form of slavery in a sense, where they enslave them through their monetary system.
Through debt.
Yes.
Because the borrower is slave to the lender.
Yes.
And that's why Mayor Rothschild of the Rothschild banking family said, give me control of a nation's monetary system and I don't care who writes their laws. And so the bottom line is this, Pastor, is that yes, there are those who are the globalists.
Yes.
And I'm talking about the elite, high-up globalists. Most of your local bankers have no idea what they're involved in.
Right.
I've had bankers, I've even had some central bankers in foreign countries who have sat in on my sessions. In fact, when I was in Singapore, I lived over there for 7 months and did a weekly Torah class every Thursday night at the Salvation Army there in Singapore. I had five central bankers who attended that religiously. And I had them coming and asking me questions about it. In fact, one of my best friends over there is a central banker. And every time I go, her and her husband always take me out and we talk shop, because they want to know what's going on from a biblical perspective.
Yes.
And she did not understand what she was involved in, even as a central banker. But there are those who are globalists, who are the wicked rich of the last days. The scripture talks about them in the Psalms, especially in the Psalms. They understand that this system has been built in order to collapse, to fail, in order that they might bring us into that, quote, new world order in the last days.
In doing so, they're then able to enslave
The nations.
The masses the of nations. The nations. Yeah, the turning over into the next system is because they found a better, bigger way to enslave more people.
That's exactly.
And that is what they're pushing for. That's what they're going for, yeah.
And everything is moving into that global system, but regionalization is the ultimate, or I say it's that first step to globalization, and that's why we see the world being divided up into 10 regions.
Yes.
In fact...
Is that why, I know we only got 30 minutes, I just want to go 1,000 different directions, but here's the deal. The Torah has so much to say mm-hmm. about finances,
yes.
and really gives us a perspective of this end-time shaking that's so exciting.
And it's more than just confessing prosperity and giving an offering. It's
right.
more than that. It's about applying God's laws in the financial world. And the bottom line is what's happening right now is that world system has abandoned God's laws. And as a result, the curse of breaking God's laws is coming back on it. And whether you're a believer or not is immaterial. If
That's
you're
right.
in that system, operating that system's way, you will suffer the same kind of financial apocalypse that the world's financial system
Absolutely.
Is suffering right now.
So you're saying a Christian that had his stock in Enron, his stock fell too, even though he was a Christian?
Yeah.
That's right.
I always ask people that. Well, if you're a believer and you owned Enron stock, did your Enron stock stay up while everybody else's fell? I mean, did being a Christian stop you from that stock collapsing and you being wiped out? The answer is no.
That's right.
And that's because if you participate in the unrighteous deeds of breaking God's Torah, you will suffer the consequences whether you're saved or not.
Right. That's right. And so many of these investment vehicles that we have all around us, in fact, the vast majority, are based on dishonest weights and measures.
Yeah, they
overinflated
are.
By derivatives and margin buying and so forth. It's just an unethical system as a whole. Very few investment vehicles are actually truly biblically based. But I want to say this. You know, when you talk about regionalization and this push for globalism and you've got to go to regions first, do you think that's part of maybe, and I'm just speculating here, but do you think that's part of the reason maybe President Bush has done nothing to secure our borders? He's actually trying to remove our borders to regionalize the America, South, Central, and North.
Absolutely. In fact,
and that's why John McCain is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Both are globalists. That's why Obama, all those guys are never going to secure our borders because the design is
to bring about a supranational regional government called the North American Union. And they already have, in fact, in the preliminaries, I ran off the information on this and actually have pictures of those 10 regions that they're putting together. Also have a picture of the proposed new North American currency. And you'll see on the back of that currency on the $100 is a picture of Athena.
Yes.
Sitting right there. Now, that is Athena that goes all the way back to Semiramis of Babylon, which I talk about in some of our other teachings.
Yes.
And this regionalization, and you can see right here, and I'm sorry for the people who out there listening, they can't see, is that I've got a picture of the world and the 10 regions that the globalists are dividing the world up into. And a lot of people think that the 10 horns of the beast is Europe, but I don't believe it is. It's the coming together of the world in these 10 regions, of which Europe is one of them. North American Union is going to be one of them. And again, we talk about this, and I'd encourage people to check out our website.
Yeah, let me do this, because we're up against a break right now, and Norm, it's so fascinating. I just want to say that your book is refreshing, and the reason why is I read it back early on in 2001. I've made substantial changes in my life as a result of that. But even more important than that, it's one of the few books that you can read later. And it's all coming to pass. I mean, it's very, very accurate in what you've already proposed in the book in terms of what is coming to this nation.
It's the more sure word of prophecy, brother.
That's right.
That's it. Right. It's a sure word of prophecy.
That's right. Well, listen, we're going to come back and ask you that question. We're going to say, is this financial shaking in prophecy? And if so, where is it, Norm Franz? If you'd like to get his book, you can get that book at ascensionministries.net. Ascensionministries.net. The name of the book, again, is Money and Wealth in the New Millennium. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've been talking about the great financial shaking that's been going on all around us. In the studio with me today is my guest, Norm Franz, biblical economist, and he's written a great book, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, that describes all that's going on, and I'll tell you, it's all come to pass. Chapters 9 through 12 are happening right now all around us. It's just intriguing to see all of this going on, and we want to just say that God is in control. I know this is very disturbing, and the outlook can, certainly look like doom and gloom. But the point is this: God's in control. He's sovereign over all of this. And if we can rediscover his design in this area and line up with that design in this area, then we will be pretty much safeguarded in relationship to the devastating things that are coming to this nation even now.
He says clearly in his word that if you walk in my ways, you walk in all of my commandments, I will make you the head and not the tail. I'll bless you. The blessings will overtake you. You'll be blessed in your rising up and your lying down. You're going out and you're coming in, your baskets, your stores. And if you keep my commandments, you'll be a holy people and you will lend to nations, but you shall not borrow. And one of the things we have to understand is that if you're borrowing, if you're going to the world system in order to, quote, meet your needs, please understand you're not doing it God's way, and you will not be raised up above the nations. You will be part of the nations who are being taken captive through debt. That is the consequences. If we walk in God's commandments, he promises the blessing and the freedom from this world system. If we don't, we are going to be bound and in slavery to this world system, which is part of the last days, which is going on right now.
That's right. You know, you said if we go to the world system to meet, quote unquote, our needs, I just have to say, you know what, Norm, that was very nice how you put that. But actually, it's we're going to the world system to meet our lusts, to get our lusts, going into debt so we can have this car, that boat or whatever.
Or this set of shoes or clothes or whatever it happens to be, this vacation.
I want it now and I can have it now because the world system will give it to me now. I don't have to work for it. I can actually go into debt for it and pay it off in years to come.
Yeah, I call it the altar of the loan window at the bank.
That's right. That's right. Drive up to the altar and get your loan. You know, the amazing thing is we as a nation, we are the largest debtor nation in the world. America is the number one debtor nation in the world. Yeah. Americans, you know, we're now at a zero savings rate. We have no savings. The average American has no savings rate, and he's in debt up to his eyeballs. Yeah. And the credit crisis is coming right on the heels of this housing crisis.
We've been in the credit crisis for a year now, a year in August,
right,
and when this thing really hit. But it has continued to domino. It went from banks, and then it went to the investment houses. Now it's into where they're closing down banks. You're going to see insurance companies experience the same thing. And the government's coming in to bail out. And they're even talking about, they're already preparing to bail out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And that's probably going to happen in the next couple of weeks here because they're going to pass this bill. They don't have a choice. If they don't pass the bailout bill, Fannie and Freddie are going to collapse. And then our whole mortgage, our whole housing industry will go right down the tubes. I mean, you think what you've seen up to this point has been bad? It's nothing compared to if Federal Reserve and the government doesn't bail out Fannie and Freddie. And so all of these things, Pastor, is the failure of a system that's built on dishonest weights and measures vis-a-vis through the debt-based monetary system. And that's why our dollar continues to slide, is because the more debt you create in the form of money, and whenever debt is created, it's always deposited in your account as money.
Right.
So all money is debt. And so it's not money that makes the world go round. It's debt that makes the world go round. And the point that I wanted to make was that, you know, we talk about how we're the largest debtor nation and so on and so forth. In the book, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, I document in there a lot of people saying, well, why don't we just drill oil and why can't we cut timber and why can't we do all of this? And what most people don't realize is that when Nixon closed the gold window, the first thing he did was open up the EPA. And then all of these, quote, green organizations came, and they've been setting aside resources that we can't go in and harvest for a long time. And the reason, the bottom line reason why nobody's harvesting the oil and doing all of these other things is because all of those resources are collateral for our debt.
Wow.
That's the bottom line.
Wow.
If we don't understand that, you have to understand as a banker, you don't lend money. People that buy our bonds, especially international companies and so on and so forth, and other nations, they buy our debt. If there isn't some sort of collateral there to collateralize that debt, they aren't going to lend it to us.
Yes.
And that's why we're not harvesting our resources, is because they're collateral for the debt. Wow.
That's amazing. That is absolutely, it makes sense.
Well, and the bankers, ultimately, those who have loaned us money are going to foreclose and collect the collateral. That's going to be the global socialism.
Yes.
We're just in the process.
That's right.
Now.
This is a financial socialism is what this is all about.
That's where it's all headed. The bottom line is the borrower is slave to the lender. And the lender, and this goes all the way back to Babylon, which I document in the book, is that ever since ancient Babylon, they would create debt bubbles, pop debt bubbles, confiscate the assets, and socialize the nation. And that's what's going on. And America is the last bastion of real free enterprise that's being socialized right now. And I talk about that in the Debt for Equity Swap teaching on the Biblical Economic Review. We do it on a quarterly basis.
Norm, again, real quick, you've got a lot of resources, and they're
absolutely
just fantastic. Yeah. Where can people get those again?
They can go to ascensionministries.net. That's A-S-C-E-N. S-I-O-N, ministries.net, and just click on the financial side of things, and you'll see the whole laundry list of things that we do.
We got a few minutes left here, Norm. A lot of information. I think one of the things I'd like to ask you is what can we as believers begin to do? What would be a good place to start and begin to do in relationship to getting ready for the financial collapse all around us?
Yeah.
Besides buying your book. That's number one. Buy the book.
Yes, raise your level of understanding. No, I really believe, Pastor Mark, that we have to, in our heart and in our mind, we have to recommit ourselves to coming back and walking in God's laws.
Yes.
Without that commitment, we're never going to come out of this thing. And then once we make that commitment in our heart that I'm going to do it your way, Lord, I'm going to study your commandments and I'm going to walk in them, I believe the first thing we need to do is get out of debt.
Yeah. You know, Norm, when I got a raise years ago, back when the economy was still good, got a nice big fat raise. I went out with that raise and I bought two brand new cars. And I went and bought what I wanted for the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was probably 43 years old,
mm-hmm.
44, you know. And I went out and I bought a big old Dodge quad cab V8, turbocharged blue, called it Mordecai, you know. and then I went out and bought a little German Volkswagen Beetle diesel, you know. But I was so happy because I was able to buy the things I wanted, you know. And after reading your book and then seeing where all this is ending up and feeling the pinch of the economy going down, I had to come to a place in my life where I had to repent. I had to repent because really you were right. You told me, you said, Mark, those aren't yours anyway.
They don't belong to you.
That's right. You don't even own them. You're really exchanging your life in the form of slavery to pay this debt off. And what you did is you fulfilled the lust of your flesh through the violation of Torah as it relates to money. And you went out, you used a loan to facilitate the lust of your flesh. And you know what? I was so mad when you told me that. I was angry with you. But you know what? Over a period of about a year, 2 years, I realized that's exactly what I did. It was the lust of my flesh. I couldn't afford these things. So I financed them.
Yeah.
And I repented. I took my truck back. I turned it in for a little four-cylinder.
I remember that.
I did. But you know what? I'm free. I have no debt on my car. I paid my debt off on my cars. I'm free once again. And you know what? I don't have the Dodge, but I don't need it. That was the lust of my flesh. I got a great little car. It takes care of my needs.
I like your bug better anyway.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we got to get out of debt. I think the first thing we need to do is repent and say, God, I'm so sorry. I've been financing the lust of my flesh rather than trusting in you to meet my needs and to give me even my wants.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have to turn around and we have to turn back to God and we have to come back and say, God, help us out. Help us to find our way out of financial Babylon so we can escape the coming financial crisis.
Amen.